Union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Pastor David Whitney, coming from the Institute of the Constitution to talk about the document that separates America from all other nations in the world. There is no other nation where people acknowledge that their rights come from God, that people have certain rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But those rights come from God. In other governments, why, the ruler, the king, the emperor, the duly constituted authority grants certain rights to people, and certainly people have the rights that they're given by government. Here, certainly, we have our rights from God, and according to our Constitution, governments are instituted among men to preserve those rights, and that's exactly the purpose of government, is to give us our rights to life and liberty and property, and you do that by restricting the power of government over the individual. That's what's so unique about America. We don't teach that in schools anymore because our educational program has been taken over. We don't teach it in churches because our churches have been taken over. Certainly it's not mentioned in the media because the media has taken over, and a small group of very wealthy and powerful men use the great tax-exempt foundations, the money that comes from their corporations and from their banking industry, to so alter the outlook of the American people that most Americans don't understand our freedom. They don't understand what's going on. They're living a good life, but I can tell you, without any reservation, that good life is coming to an end. We're moving into very difficult times. And unfortunately, instead of looking to God to protect us during this period of time and improve our lot, and allowing the miracle of the free enterprise system to flourish, while we're going to be looking to government, and government's going to regulate every aspect of our lives, and the dream that was America will soon become, I fear, a nightmare. Pastor David Whitney, you pick up with your discussion of the American Constitution.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. And, when Thomas Jefferson spoke about the relationship between state governments, all the 50 states, and the federal government, he said this: the states should be watchful to note every material usurpation on their rights, denounce them as they occur in the most peremptory terms, to protest against them as wrongs to which our present submission shall be considered, not as an acknowledgement or precedence of right, but as a temporary yielding to the lesser evil until their accumulation shall overweigh that of separation. Thomas Jefferson warned us that our federal government was going to tend to become tyrannical unless the state governments were ever watchful guards upon the rights of their citizens and were not going to allow the state government's jurisdiction to be overrun by the federal jurisdiction. In other words, there's a balance of power between federal government and state government. Indeed, Federalist Paper 45 states that that balance of power is in the favor of the state governments. The state governments are to possess more powers to protect the rights of their citizens than the federal government. The federal government has few defined, limited, enumerated powers that are restricted, whereas the state governments have wide-ranging powers that deal with the life, liberty, and property of all of their citizens. So as we've been discussing the Constitution, we've looked at the first three articles, and you want an easy outline of the Constitution that's simple to remember. Remember, Article 1 is legislative, Article 2 executive, Article 3 deals with the judicial branch, so you have L-E-J, and what we're going to explore this morning is Article 4 deals with the states and the states in relationship to the federal government, the states in relationship to one another. So if you remember L-E-J-S, ledges, I guess you might say it, if you were to put it in a word, that is a simple outline of the first four articles of our Constitution. So Article 4 deals with relations between the states. Section 1 of Article 4 talks about the full faith and credit between the states. So with very few exceptions, each state must recognize as valid and give judicial enforcement to the legal enactments of another state. So for example, if a person was in Nevada and they got a divorce in Nevada or a marriage in Nevada, that must be recognized as valid by the rest of the states in the country. And, you know, a will that's executed in North Dakota is valid under North Dakota law, but must also be accepted by another state, say the state of Mississippi. The only exceptions, and these exceptions today have become notable because of what I can only call sodomite unmarriage. It's not marriage when two men say they're getting married, or two women. That's not marriage. We know that because the Creator established the laws regarding marriage, and no human being can change the laws of the universe, just as no human being could change the laws of gravity. I've challenged our state legislature. Go ahead. Write a bill that says the law of gravity no longer exists, and I'd like to see you jump off the top of the courthouse and see you put that law to the test. Can you change the laws of the universe? No. No human being can do so. It's arrogance. It's hubris. It's spitting in the face of the Creator what four states have done this past election in November, my state included, Maryland here, saying that two men can now marry and two women can now. No, they can't. It's not marriage. It's idiocy. It's insanity. But this
we live in a problem. World gone mad, David. You understand that, and once you understand that we are flaunting God, we're certainly doing everything we can to undermine the very force from which our freedoms come. And when a nation turns against God, God turns against that nation. And I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, and his justice will not sleep forever, said Thomas Jefferson, and I agree with it. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. So we're now in a difficult situation because this phrase, full faith and credit, would mean that two sodomites, and I call it sodomite unmarriage because that's what it is, it's not marriage, but two sodomites get their sodomite unmarriage solemnized in the state of Maryland, and they go across the river to Virginia and demand that Virginia give them all the rights and privileges that appertain to marriage. Virginia has a problem because, wait a minute, it doesn't recognize two sodomites as married. It cannot. It's against their law for such a thing to take place. So the full faith and credit clause of the U.S. Constitution is in a terrible state right now because what do states do? 32 states of the Union have clearly stated, placed it before the people in a vote to say, is a marriage to be restricted to only one man and one woman? 32 states of the Union said absolutely so. Four states have now said sodomite on marriage in addition to a couple of others.
We'll be back in just a moment, David, right here at the American Institute.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at the Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of the Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. This is Pastor Michael Golden. My wife Danny and I would like to invite you to join us at the Voice of Many Waters Congregation for a Mikra HaKodesh, a holy convocation, every Saturday, Shabbat, at 1 p.m. at 3J's Christian Coffee House, 21 North Parish Avenue in Johnstown. We'll be having praise and worship, fellowship, midrash teaching and study time, followed by an oneg. Check out our website at www.voiceofmanywaters.org. That's voiceofmanywaters.org. Or call us at 1-303-522-3562. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Pastor David Whitney, who's talking about the Constitution, this idea that one of the purposes of the Constitution was to force the states. If one state certainly legalized something, that was to be considered legal in another state. But that gets us into problems with certain things, such as, of course, recognizing homosexual marriage. But then there are other problems that we get into, and yet, of course, the Constitution is very specific in what it says. So how do you correlate this? Go ahead, David.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. One of the things that's clear, situations in which the legal enactments in one state are manifestly against the public policy of another state are not to be enforced in that other state. What we have here really is a constitutional crisis. You see, our founders brought together this union based upon, as they said in the Declaration of Independence, the laws of nature and nature's God, that the union is based upon God's law. And if God's law gets trampled underfoot by any one of the individual states, I think that, you know, you might call it a reverse secession, that those states ought to expel that non-conforming state and say, look, unless you're going to conform to the laws of nature and nature's God, you really can't be part of this union. This union is based upon the laws of nature and nature's God, and we are not going to violate the laws of nature and nature's God, although you are choosing to do so. The fact that you are choosing to do so means you have left our union.
But David, you know very well that this nation is turned against. And unfortunately, you know, these official policies of our Supreme Court, taking God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools and out of our society, and the attack on God, which is being promulgated all across America, God is not going to honor this country. We are in real trouble, and most people don't understand it.
And that's where I think individual states at this point need to stand up in the union of states and say, we will not honor any laws that violate the laws of nature and nature's God. And I believe they have the right to do so because the foundation of our union is the laws of nature and nature's God, as the Declaration of Independence clearly states. And if that is the basis for our union, then no state is obligated to violate the basis of the union, or in a sense, they would be themselves ones who are bringing an end to that union by their actions. So legally, it's also the case that there have been many historic examples where the states will not recognize the legal enactments of another state because it is a violation of the laws of nature and nature's God. So in general, full faith and credit between the states is granted, except when there's a violation of the laws of nature and nature's God, sodomite on marriage being one of the clearest examples of that in our day. And really, I think if we had a revival, which is what America really needs, it needs a revival where people personally turn to faith in Jesus Christ And where as they become disciples of Jesus Christ, they bring all of their thinking and all of their life into obedience to the law of God, which includes their life as a citizen, so that they begin to act as citizens. And actually, really, that's what our ministry at Institute on the Constitution is doing. We are making disciples in the area of Christian citizenship, giving people a biblical understanding of law and government, and then understanding that was our founders' view of law and government, and here's the history of it, here's the meaning of the founding documents. But as people, if there's a revival in our country, and people individually return to true following of Jesus Christ as his disciples, and then they turn over every area of their life, including their life as a citizen, they will recognize that God's word gives them specific commands as citizens not to elect ungodly people, not to elect people who would break their oath of office, those sort of things. We could see a division happen within our country where some states are seeking to follow the laws of nature and nature's God, while other states continue in their pagan, godless, God-hating direction, such as my own state of Maryland has done. And I'm committed to continue to fight here in the state of Maryland, kind of from the belly of the beast, so to speak, not to give up the fight. But I would applaud other states in the union who say, we will not recognize anything from any of the states that claim two sodomites can marry. We will not recognize that as marriage. That is the legal thing to do, according to English common law. That is the right thing to do. So that's section one of Article 4, dealing with relations among the states. Now, section two speaks to the privileges and immunities and deals with the issue of extraditions. First of all, let's say that states may not limit rights or privileges to state residents only. In other words, the same privileges they're granting to residents of their state must be granted to non-residents. For example, if I don't think hunting licenses or fishing licenses are really valid, but if they were, you know, granting those hunting and fishing licenses to their own state residences discounted tuition at state universities or those sort of things, they must also grant those to non-state residences. However, they may charge a higher rate for non-state residents, such as going to the university or so forth, because they recognize that the state resident has been and continues to pay taxes to support the university and so on, and therefore it is proper and appropriate to offer them, in a sense, a discount in contrast to someone from out of state. But to say that no one from another state could apply for or legally attend the university is beyond the scope of what this agreement is. The states are agreeing to treat residents of their state under the law in the same fashion that they treat non-residents under the law, that all are equal under the law, no matter what their state of residence in this union of states. So that's the agreement that Section 2 of Article 4 of our Constitution deals with. Now, so that's privileges and immunities. Now, the issue of extradition, that is, if somebody has committed a crime in one state and they flee from that state across the state line into another state, the extradition agreement among the states here says that upon the request of, let's just say, Virginia's governor. Virginia's governor requests that the governor of New York extradite to Virginia a fugitive from justice that has been found in the state of New York. Now, if that fugitive is wanted for a crime in New York, New York may try him first and actually may make him serve his full sentence before he's extradited to Virginia. So say he has a 30-year sentence. Well, at the end of that 30 years, then they could fulfill the extradition request and send them on to Virginia. But they have a commitment, the states all have a commitment to one another to extradite those who are charged criminally that are found in their state. If the governor, however, is responsible for the safety and the well-being of all persons within his state, so he might refuse to extradite a fugitive if he believes the person will not receive a fair and humane treatment in the receiving state. There's a humorous example of this that took place between the state of South Carolina and California, that Jerry Brown was governor back then, and there was an individual who committed, well, was charged with having committed murder in an Indian uprising there in South Dakota. Janklow, I believe, was the governor at the time in South Dakota. And so Governor Janklow sent an extradition request to Governor Brown. Now, Governor Brown did not believe in the death penalty. And, excuse me, let me grab a drink of water here. And so he knew that South Dakota had a death penalty on its statute books and believed in enacting the death penalty. So Governor Brown refused to extradite this Indian charged with murder to South Dakota. Governor Janklow did a very humorous thing, and in fact, he released a whole number of prisoners from South Dakota with this requirement. Their parole required that they establish residency in California. He said, you're not going to extradite criminals to my state to be given justice. Well, we're going to extradite our criminals to your state, even though you haven't requested them. In general, there is no conflict unless someone, a governor, brings up a conflict, such as Governor Brown did. In general, there's no conflict, and extradition requests are met. And if we understand that this is the union that each state has agreed to join, and each state has voluntarily adopted these measures, then unless there's some major issue, each state will abide by the privileges and immunities, as well as the extradition requests of those within their own state. Now, there was an interesting historical conflict over this that actually, you could say, led to the war, that terrible war called by many names, but I call it the War to Prevent Southern Independence. And it was this, that the slaves really, technically speaking, did not become free by simply moving from a slave state and fleeing from their master in a slave state and going to a free state across the river, such as Ohio or something like that. And so the slave found in this free state, because an extradition was being requested by the state in which the slave was originally in bondage, that state's extradition request was being honored, or the commitment here was that it would be honored by this, quote, free state in which they now resided. And so for states to respect one another's policies, even if they wouldn't apply that policy themselves, meant that the fugitive slave law, which was one of those precursors to the terrible war, the fugitive slave law said that the northern states, the free states, were committed to returning runaway slaves. It meant that most slaves, if they were actually going to be secure, had to make it out of the country, had to make it into Canada. However, many people believe that that was immoral, and so there was a conflict set up where many of the northern states were refusing to extradite slaves that had been discovered, the runaway slaves discovered in their state. So there was a constitutional crisis going on where states had agreed to extradite, but now in this circumstance were no longer willing to fulfill that extradition because they believe slavery was a moral wrong, which I believe so as well. The problem was an intractable one that was a sad result of human sin. Well, the Section 3 of Article 4 deals with how new states can be admitted to our union, and the restrictions on states being admitted states that no state can be formed entirely within the borders of another state without the consent of that state's legislature. I think that's a wise thing. If a state's going to have its own sovereignty, then it must be consulted if a section of the state wants to form a new state within the boundaries of the existing state. Interesting to see that this principle is violated in the formation of the state of West Virginia. This is during that terrible war I just referred to. And during that period of time, the mountainous region up in the northwestern area of Virginia, they met together in convention and appealed to the federal government to be accepted into the Union. So the state of Virginia as a whole had seceded from the Union, but this section of Virginia was, in a sense, seceding from the secession and saying, no, we want to be no part of the secession of Virginia. We're going to rejoin the Union as a separate state. The odd thing here is that they were accepted into the state. It was accepted as a state into our federal union without the approval of the state legislature of Virginia. It was just a convention of those counties that wanted to form this new state. That convention met. That convention voted on it becoming a state and voted on a proposed constitution and voted on appealing to Congress to accept them into the union. All that just within those counties of Virginia that wanted to form this new state. And in violation of the Constitution, our federal government accepted them into the union. And kind of a two-faced excuse was, well, on the one hand, we were told Virginia cannot secede from the union. Therefore, its actions were illegal seceding from the union. But if that were the case, then the sitting legislature of the state of Virginia still had to approve allowing West Virginia to form as a separate entity, as a new state to be accepted into the union. So that's one way of thinking about it. The other way of thinking about it is say, well, you know, secession is legal. Every state that joined the union voluntarily, and therefore they can voluntarily leave the union.
David, hold that thought. We're going to be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest, David Whitney from the Institute of the Constitution, will be back in a moment.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, Dr. Stan, here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Pastor David Whitney at the Institute of the Constitution. And it's vitally important, ladies and gentlemen, that you understand our Constitution, because it is the very foundation of your freedom. Well, before we go on, David, I'd like you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with the Institute, how they can actually take the course that you offer in the Constitution, and then how they can begin teaching it to others. Because if America is to survive as a free nation, I think you're absolutely right, we need a revival. But with the revival, of course, we need an understanding of the biblical foundation upon which our founding fathers established our republic, not our democracy, because we're not a democracy. Although they've lied to us for years, and they've convinced subsequent generations of people that we are a democracy, we're not. We are a republic. And you can read the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Federalist Papers, the constitutions of all of the various states, and you'll never find the use of the word democracy there, other than to decry it and say, the last thing we want is democracy. Unfortunately, most people in America are deceived. How can people get in touch with your organization and begin to learn about the foundations of our freedom?
Thank you so much, Dr. Stan. Yes, we have put together what we call a host kit that you can conduct a class without having to actually be an expert in the Constitution yourself. We've done all that work in terms of video lectures on DVD and student notebook with a detailed outline of each of those lectures. All the materials you need to conduct a class are part of this host kit, and it's easily available. You can either call us toll-free, and that toll-free number for Institute on the Constitution is 1-866-730-9796. That toll-free number again for Institute on the Constitution is 1-866-730-9796. Or if you prefer, you can go to our website. Our website is simply theamericanview.com, theamericanview.com, and you'll see a button right there on the front page as you come into the website that is click to obtain a host kit. And you could obtain the host kit by email or by web purchase that way. By the way, we have a web store with a whole lot of materials on various details of the Constitution that can give you a further education beyond the basic education of our host kit course. We also offer a course on the duty of the jury. This is one of the most neglected areas of the power that the citizen has when they cast their vote as a juror on a grand jury or a petit jury, that they are to do so based upon the standard of our Constitution. And that's not taught in law school. It's not taught to jurors even as they serve. So that's a very important course as well. We're developing state constitution courses. In addition to that, we currently have the Maryland State Constitution course available. But all of that's available on our website, theamericanview.com. And Dr. Stan, we've structured these host kits to simply enable every citizen to be able to conduct a class to teach these principles, the founding principles of our country, to their fellow citizens. And what it's going to take is a revival in the heart of people turning back to the Lord Jesus Christ, and alongside of that, a revival of an understanding of the biblical view of law and government, our founders' view, and our founders' intent in what they crafted in those founding documents. And that's what this course does. It's basically Discipleship 101 as a Christian citizen. What is my obligations? What do I need to know and understand? And we have people all over the country. I'm going to go graduate a good number of several hundred folks in Western Ohio this coming weekend. We have people all over the country conducting these courses, and anyone can do it. We urge you either to call us toll-free 866-730-9796 or go to our website,
theamericanview.com.
The phone number is 1-866. That phone number is 1-866-730-9796. This is the way we can recapture and take back our country and return it to soundness and to liberty and preservation of our God-given rights. And if we don't do that, we could be sure the tyrants are going to continue to strip us of all of those God-given rights and liberty. Our life, our liberty, our property will be gone. So we must stand up and oppose that. We must stand up and change that. And the way we do that first, not the last, the first step is to train up a body of citizens who understand our founders' view of law and government and are committed to seeing that restored in our land.
I agree. It's a vitally important program, ladies and gentlemen. And if you have not taken the course, why you should, and you should begin then putting it on begin teaching others, your neighbors, your people in your church. Certainly, once you start putting on these courses, why people will flock, because people know something's wrong in America. They just can't put it all together. And once you understand what they've done to the Constitution, how they've changed the teaching of it in our schools, in our colleges, even in our law schools, our lawyers don't study the Constitution. They study the case law based upon efforts to undermine our Constitution. The Constitution is still the law of our land. If you want to change it, amend it. But, of course, others don't want to amend it. They want to simply go around it. They want to deceive you. And we have subversive elements working within our legal system, our judicial system, and right into the Supreme Court itself, who are part and parcel of what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, who would take America and destroy it and use our financial and military power to bring about this one-world government, which will soon be ruled over by the Antichrist. Go right ahead, David.
Exactly, Dr. Stan, and we know that it is possible to take our country back. I know many people wring their hands and say, well, it's too late. No, it's not. You see, our Constitution is still the supreme law of the land, in spite of the fact that it's being violated, in spite of the fact that things like Obamacare are not constitutional. The reason why the tyrants are getting away with it is the people have not stood up and said, no, we are not going to allow this to happen. And we could do that not just at the federal level, appealing to our senators and congressmen. We could do that at the state level, telling our state houses they need to nullify these unconstitutional laws. In fact, it's their duty they nullify it. They, our state legislators, need to know the U.S. Constitution so they know the limits that are placed upon the federal government by the document they all take an oath to uphold, because our state legislators, they take an oath to uphold this document as well. And even on the local level, our county, the county councils, and our sheriff, he takes an oath to uphold the Constitution, which means he ought to know what the Constitution says, and he ought to know that when the Constitution is being violated by a federal official, well, maybe OSHA, maybe EPA, who comes into his county, he has a duty to stand against that official and tell that official, you cannot do that in my county. This weekend we had a great time here at the Institute on the Constitution with Sheriff Richard Mack, and he was talking about all the sheriffs around the country that are waking up to the power that they have to stop unconstitutional actions within their territory. His last name slipped my mind there in Indiana, stopping the federal officials, five different departments attempting to shut down a raw milk farmer who simply is selling raw milk to people who want to buy raw milk. And Sheriff Brad stood against all those federal agencies and told them, don't set a foot on that man's property. If you do, I, the sheriff, will arrest you because you are in violation of the United States Constitution.
And we'll be back in a moment here at the American Christian Network.
What? Good, clean, delicious water that's alkaline high pH that I can make in my own home? And I don't have to carry in all those heavy bottles or taste the water. You're kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding you. With a Kangen water machine at your fingertips, you and your family can have clean, delicious, ionized, alkaline high pH Kangen water. And so much more. Change your water, change your life. Call Rebecca Starnes at 720-209-9017. Again, 720-209-9017.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Our friends at Brush Housing Authority remind us that aging persons are especially susceptible during the winter months. Let's keep a special eye out for them during these cold days and nights, making sure their furnaces work correctly and that they have enough groceries and water. An occasional helping hand with snow shoveling can also keep an elderly person from a heart attack or breathing problems. That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. Brush Housing Authority, wishing everyone a safe, happy, healthy winter season.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and certainly our guest this morning, Pastor David Whitney at the Institute of the Constitution. Most people say, well, what can I do? Things are terrible. But, ladies and gentlemen, nothing is going to get accomplished unless you get involved. And I will tell you that all across America, people are getting involved, learning the Constitution, studying the Constitution, working to elect people who believe in our Constitution. And the reason you're not hearing about this is because the media is controlled. Certainly, you're not getting the truth from the media. The people of great wealth have gone around and bought up the various publications. They bought up the various publishing houses. Look at Little Brown, for instance, publisher. Why, they are part of a complex of dozens of publishing houses and bought up. Why? So they can control what the American people read. Same thing with our magazines, our newspapers, our radio programs, our television networks. Some of these networks control 1,000 radio stations, and they're able then, through that mechanism, to control what the American people think. You've got to think independently. You've got to get involved if you value freedom. Go right ahead.
Well, going back to Article 4 of our Constitution and the relations between the states, that Article 4 speaks about, when a state decides to come into the Union, as we talked about, West Virginia really was a violation of that, because the state legislature must approve of a state that's going to be formed entirely within the borders of another state. So there was a violation of that. And then it says, Section 3 of Article 4 says, no state may be formed from territory of another state without that state's legislature's consent and the consent of Congress. So two approvals have to take place, the approval of the state legislature as well as the both state legislatures, as well as the approval of Congress. Now, Congress in this section is given powers to lay the rules for admission of new states. The normal process this took place by is that the Congress would pass an enabling act, and this enabling act would authorize a territory to hold a constitutional convention. And the Enabling Act usually specified certain provisions that the state constitution must contain. Not oddly enough, because it is constitutional, but interestingly enough, one of those provisions that every state constitution must contain is that this new state government is a republic. That's right, a republic. Every state constitution has to state that it's a republic, otherwise it cannot be accepted into the Union. And that's because a republican form of government is the only legal form, and that's small r, that's not talking about the political party. The republican form of government is the form of government not only of these United States, but each individual state. That means democracy is not what our founders constructed. In fact, right here in Article 4, Section 4 in particular, says that every state must be a republican form of government, and the republican form of government drastically differs from a democracy, for in a democracy, 51% of the people could vote to take away your God-given rights. 51% of the people could say, well, we're going to take all your property from you. In a republic, you cannot do that, because in a republic, the law, the source of law, is not 51% of the people who go to the polls and vote. No, the source of law in a republic is above the control or manipulation of any group of people. In fact, in our republic, a Christian constitutional republic, in our republic, the source of law is God's law, and that's expressed very clearly in the Declaration of Independence when they say the laws of nature and nature's God. That was the foundation, that was the whole justification for separating from Great Britain. That is the foundation of law in a truly American view of law and government. We're not a democracy. So you'll hear the talking heads and you'll hear the politicians spouting that we're a democracy over and over and over again. One of two things you can know about that. Either they're misinformed, they've been deceived and lied to, which is possible because, after all, every school across our country run by the government teaches people that we're a democracy. That's a lie. We're not. We're a republic. And every news outlet, and as you said, Dr. Stan, all these are bought up and controlled by those who want everybody to believe we're a democracy, because then if they could persuade 51% of the people to vote a change of government, they can accomplish a change in government because everybody believes we're a democracy. We're not. So all the lies, so that maybe the politicians believed all those lies. Or it may be they know the truth. And by the way, if they've ever read the Constitution, particularly if they've ever read Article 4 in our Constitution, they know we are not a democracy. And if they've ever read what our Founding Fathers said in Federalist Papers and other letters, that the democracy is the worst form of government. Our founders said that. It's the worst, most tyrannical, most dictatorial form of government. It's not a government anyone wants. In fact, I think John Adams is the one who said democracies always wind up committing suicide. They destroy themselves from within. So our founders did not create a democracy. They did not want a democracy, and they put it right here in Article 4 that we are not a democracy. And if any new territory wants to become a state, and it is not a republic, it expresses itself as a democracy, it is not acceptable in this union of sovereign republic states. So the process usually is Congress passes this enabling act authorizing the territory to hold a constitutional convention. Then the territory holds its convention, adopts a constitution. That constitution is then sent to Congress, and Congress got to sit down and read through the constitution to see that it is acceptable in the different terminology, as well as the structure of government truly as a republic. And then Congress votes to receive that state into the Union if its constitution meets muster as a truly a republic. And so once it becomes a state and no longer a territory, Congress no longer has direct control over that newly minted sovereign state. Congress only has authority to govern territories, that is, areas of land that have not yet become a state. It can only govern territories or other federal property, which Article 1, Section 8 tells us, forts, magazines, and other necessary military installations and that sort of thing. But while Congress is governing a territory, it usually does that through a territorial government, where Congress will appoint a governor and appoint Attorney General and so forth, so they'll appoint the structure of the governing authorities for that territory while it is still a territory. We have such territories as Puerto Rico today, and so Congress has direct control over Puerto Rico, but not direct control over any of the 50 states.
Well, we're out of time, David. God bless. We'll talk to you again next time.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much. God bless you, Dr. Stan, and your great work.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. Psalm 33, verses 10 through 12.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188. Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds listeners the effects of child abuse are devastating. For those who survive, the pain inflicted upon them as children will often influence their entire lives. If you or someone you know needs help, contact your local authorities immediately. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 970-482-6783.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners our ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, we'd love to hear from you, and you get our four best CDs of the month, or you get our and our newsletter. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, if you want to understand what's really going on in the world today, you should read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, because it'll take you into the secret societies that rule the world today. I mean, you go to the polls every 4 years, you vote for a president, but you're not voting for the candidate of your choice. You're voting for the candidate that they have chosen for you. So that no matter which one wins, their candidate always wins. Certainly between 1977 and 2008, every president of the United States and or vice president of the United States came from the membership rolls of the Trilateral Commission, which is a group that was formed back in 1973 to seize control of the political government of the United States so they could use our financial and military power to dominate the world. If you doubt that, we carry copies of Barry Goldwater's book, No Apologies. Admittedly, they're used copies, but you can read on page 280 where Senator Goldwater will tell you the purpose of the Trilateral Commission is to seize political control of the government of the United States. The fact that they've done it, well, it's certainly David Rockefeller admits that on page 405 of his memoirs. We carry that book as well. We want you to be able to verify what we say. And then, of course, to understand how it fits together, and the spiritual forces which energize everything, my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. And, of course, we hope that many of you will want to help us get our book republished again. We've probably got between 50 and 100,000, probably closer to 100,000 copies out across America, and this book will touch people's lives and re-alter everything they think so that now they can begin to see what's going on. And you can buy the book. It's as low cost as $2.40 each, but you have to buy 64. You get a full case of the books. If you do get a case of the books, why, of course, you'll get a free 4-CD set, a free video that we've produced, DVD we've produced. Call us at 1-800-544-8927. But if you want a weapon that will help you reach others, and you can get them to read my book, they'll begin to realize that the media in America is largely controlled, and most of what people believe just is not true. And we're moving into very, very difficult times. You need to begin making preparations for it, and we'll be, if you do not know anything about the danger of an EMP attack, electromagnetic pulse attack, you need to get the DVD we have, the talk given by Ambassador Henry Cooper when he spoke before our conference last October 21st, and certainly did an excellent job. And, of course, when you get that, we send you an article from the Heritage Foundation about EMP attacks. And believe me, this is not a theoretical possibility. It is not a matter of if, but when we're going to have something of this sort. And we're going to be carrying some books that will written by key people in Washington, D.C. I know key people in Washington, D.C. already have their refuge to go to because they are this concerned about an EMP attack, and you should be as well. And basically, you have to ask yourself why the United States is not mentioned in prophecy. Why we see these things coming to pass today, but why isn't the United States mentioned? You need making your preparations now. We're involved in the spiritual battle, ladies and gentlemen. Our number 1-800-544-8927, our webpage, radioliberty.com. Until tomorrow, it'll be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone into the world. By this you will know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have already heard was coming and is now already in the world. 1 John 4:1.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility.